We've had a lot of discussions already, meetings, schmoozing about the whole, everything that occurred. And I just wanted to highlight one point that I think is important for everyone to think about and to see where they fit in. Of course, not referring to messages now, what people are supposed to take, like Rosh Hashiva said, that we all have to internalize the message, we have to think about what it means for us. On some level, because no one could actually say that, this is it, this is the message for everyone, on some level what that means is it's personal. On each of our own individual worlds, we'll feel something different. It could be that we'll feel, you know, before I go to sleep at night, I have to make sure I make up with my friend, I have to try to grab every moment. Every person, whatever they're going to feel, they're going to feel something, they're going to have some hisorus, some awakening within, that Hashem allows you to have that feeling because that's what we're supposed to be taking out. That's the message that we're supposed to come away with. I want to focus on something different. We're holding in the time of the Sefirah Se'omer, and we all know that we're counting from Pesach to Shavuos like back in the day when Bnei Yisrael were counting to accept, receive the Torah. That's what we're focusing on. Shavuos, we're getting ready. We're counting. But Avudraham writes a different reason. He actually brings this reason as well. We're counting to receiving the Torah, Matan Torah. But he adds in a different reason as well. It sounds like totally unrelated. He says, V'hatam shetziva HaKadosh Baruch Hu lispor es ha'omer. Why did Hashem command us to count to Omer? V'yesh omrim tam acher. Those who give a different answer. V'pnei she'olam b'tzar. The world is in pain. Mipesach ad Shavuos. From the time of Pesach until Shavuos, the world is in pain. What are they in pain about? Al ha'tvuos v'al ha'ilanos. Because of the wheat and the trees. What's that referring to? The Gemara says in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tezayin Amid Aleph, the Gemara says that on Pesach is the time of the wheat, and Hashem says to us, bring a korban ha'omer on Pesach so that we could have bracha on our tvua, that our wheat will be in abundance. We'll have produce. That was the time of Pesach. Barley. Okay, the Gemara says tvua there, but yeah. So we have tvua. We have the produce. The produce should grow. And on Shavuos, the same thing is by the ilanos, by the trees, that we want to have fruits. We want to have again produce. So during this time period, the produce is on the line. What's going to be with our food? And the world is bizarre and pain. We're spoiled, so we just go to the store and buy things. And if there's a lack, so it's a little more money. But it's just easy for us. But people are in pain. What's going to be? Are we going to have it? Is it going to be a good season, a bad season? Are we going to have the food? Are we not going to have the food? The world is bizarre. And therefore, Hashem commanded us to count these days so that while we're counting, we say, hey, what are we counting these days? Oh, because these are the days. There are a lot of people out there. The world is wondering, are we going to have enough food? And it'll awaken us to that pain that the world is in. And we'll repent. We'll internalize it, and we'll plead to Hashem that He should have mercy on us, that the produce should be good. So the Avudraham says that the point of counting Sefirah Se'omer is that we recognize that at this point the world is in pain, and in order to focus on that, we do an action called counting for us to feel the pain and to daven to Hashem that the produce should be good. And the question is, they seem like two completely unrelated reasons. On one hand, we're getting ready for Matan Torah, we're getting ready to receive the Torah. On the other hand, we're thinking about the pain of the entire world. So there's a beautiful answer that I saw from the Rosh Yeshiva, the Lakewood Yeshiva, Ruchem Olshin, in the Sefer Yerech LaMoadim. And he explains as follows. He says that in Parshas Mishpatim, when Bnei Yisrael at Har Sinai, and the pasuk says, "Vayal Moshe v'Aaron Nadav v'Aviu v'Shivu v'Mizikne Yisrael," they went up on the mountain. Moshe and Aaron, they went up to the mountain, and what did they see? "Vayiru es Elokei Yisrael," they saw God. V'tachas raglav, and under God's legs, kimase livnas hasapir. There was a form of a sapphire brick. Perek Chav Dalet, Pasuk Tesen Yud. They saw this brick under Hashem's legs. So Rashi says, what's this brick? Kimase livnas hasapir. Ha'isa lefanav b'shas ha'shibud. That while the subjugation of Mitzrayim was occurring, under the legs of Hashem, Hashem put a brick there. Why did Hashem put a brick there? Lizkort Sarashim Shay Yisrael, so he should recognize, he should remember the pain that the Jewish people were in, that they were busy with building bricks. So Hashem put a brick there so that he could always remember. Again, Hashem doesn't need that. This is for us to somehow visualize something, that Hashem put this brick there in order to remember that the Jews were building bricks and they were in pain. Okay. Now, this is after the Jews left Egypt already. So why at the time of Matan Torah, Shavuos, at the time that we were there at Har Sinai, that was the place that Hashem wanted to reveal to us that He put a brick there to remember the difficulties that the Jewish people were in. Another idea where we see this was all the way back at the first time that Hashem appears to Moshe at the burning bush. Right, the Pasuk says in Perek Gimel Pasuk Beis in Parsha Shmos, Vayira Malach Hashem Elav Belabas Eish. Hashem, an angel of Hashem appeared in the fire, Mitoch Hasne, from the bush, from the thorn bush. Okay, so Moshe saw that there was a burning bush. Okay, so the Rashi asks, why was it a snet? Why was this a thorn bush? Why wasn't it like in a tree? So Rashi says, V'lo yilan acher. Hashem did not appear in a nice, beautiful, strong tree. Mishum imo anochi v'tzara. Hashem wanted to let them know that I'm with you. I'm in a painful state just like you. I'm going to the lowly, no fruit, ugly, flammable bush. That's where I am. I'm down and dirty with you. That's what Hashem wanted to say. And later on in the Pasuk, what's the Pasuk say? That it's going to be on this mountain that ultimately you're going to come back and this is going to be a place where you're going to get the Torah. Meaning at the beginning, before Moshe even like went to go save Bnei Israel, at the beginning of the messaging from Hashem to Moshe, Hashem wanted to say, look, I'm with you. I'm with you, but eventually we're going to get the Torah. A certain link between feeling pain and going ahead and receiving the Torah. And we see that Moshe Rabbeinu copied Hashem. That's what we always try to do. We see attributes from Hashem. We get these glimpses of what is it that Hashem does. What is it that Hashem feels, right? And we're supposed to emulate that. V'alachta b'drachah. We're supposed to go in the ways of Hashem. So what did Moshe do? The Pasuk says, it talks about Moshe leading Bnei Yisrael in Egypt. It says, Vayar b'siv lo sam. He went out and he saw their pain. What did that mean, Rashi brings down? That he'd go into the fields, he'd actually lift the people, he'd do the work with them. Now, why did he do that? To help them. Okay, one more person to help them, a little bit less work. So Rabbi Yeruchim Levavitz, the famed Meshkiach of the Mir Yeshiva, says, no, absolutely not. He says, when it comes to feeling someone's pain, it's not enough to go ahead and feel it. It's not enough to sit in your bed at night crying. That's important. But you have to do something to physically feel the pain. Yeah, the action is required. Moshe Rabbeinu went ahead and lifted and worked with them because he wanted to feel the pain. Not just feel it in the heart. He had to feel physically the pain. And he says that is actually the word that's used in Pirkei Avos. The Midah, one of the 48 ways, is Nosei Ba'ol Im Chvero, that you carry in the yoke with your friend. What does that mean? It means that he's holding a burden on his shoulder, you go ahead and you give your other shoulder. That you don't just say, oh man, I feel so bad for him. That's a level. But that's not literally what it means. It means you actually carry the yoke with him. You go ahead and you get down and dirty, you get involved, you have to physically feel it. And we find something very fascinating. We've spoken about this before. We won't get into this now. But if you go through all the different names of the Levi, Shevet Levi. Shevet Levi, we know, we're not exactly working hard in Mitzrayim, right? They weren't part of the Shibud, they weren't part of the subjugation. They were sitting on the side. But we see that their names that they gave their children are all about the difficulties. You know, Mazel Tov, had a baby, what's her name? Miriam. Miriam, that sounds like such a beautiful name, but that's what you'd say nowadays. Such a beautiful name. Who's she named after? Oh, no one, really. She's the first one. So what does it mean? It means mar, bitter. Mishpachat HaLivni. Who is the Mishpachat HaLivni? The Medrash says, it was about the Levanim, the bricks that were being brought. Aharon, where did that name come from? Because when his mother was Beherayon, pregnant, that's when the subjugation began. And the Medrash, Shla Kodesh, goes through every single name and show how every name was reflective of the difficulties that they were going in. Sheva Levi said, yeah, we're not part of this. We're not physically involved, but we're going to carry the names of the Tsar. We're going to carry the names of the pain. We're going to sit with you. We're going to feel it in a physical way. It's going to be remembered on us all the time. That's what it's about. Nosi Ba'olim Chaveh, it doesn't mean just to cry on the side. It means to actually go ahead and feel something. And that's why it's recorded that the Chafetz Chaim, during the First World War, he slept on the floor. He had a bed. But he said there are people, Jewish and non-Jewish, that are suffering soldiers in war and the battlefield. They're not sleeping on a cushioned bed. So he said, I'm going to sleep on the floor with them. I'm going to go ahead and be on the floor. Why did he have to do that? The Chafetz Chaim, the saintly Chafetz Chaim, he couldn't just cry on his bed, cry at the shtender, and pray to Hashem with all his might. That wasn't enough. Yes, it wasn't enough. Nosei ba'olim chaveru means that you have to do something to also try to feel the pain. Now, there are different levels of this. It doesn't mean you have to hit yourself. That's not you should not do that. Okay? But people have to do things to try to get into that mode and to feel it on some level. I had a friend I know that once said that they had a relative that had cancer. So the person said that he's going to wear a second pair of tzitzis. That's what he said. While this person is going through the treatments, he's going to wear another pair of tzitzis. He said, Bli Nether, so that after when the person would feel better, he wouldn't have to continue, but he would wear it. And he said, and he said, his reason was very interesting. He said, I'm not just trying to do another mitzvah. He said, it's very uncomfortable to wear two pairs of tzitzis. Your body is like bulging. He said, it's uncomfortable. He said, but look, this person's very uncomfortable. They're having chemo, etc. They're uncomfortable. So I'm going to be a little bit uncomfortable. I'm going to go ahead and do this. I'm going to feel uncomfortable. So I'll feel that a little bit. This person might not sleep without a pillow. This person might stay up a little bit later and learn, even though he's really tired. He might wake up earlier, even though it's a little bit harder. Like things that aren't so comfortable and exciting. You push a little bit. You feel something for the other person. Hashem came specifically at Matan Torah to tell us that I had a brick over there. I had this brick under my legs to remember the entire time, the Shibud. I physically put a brick there to remember it. Why? Why is that so important to Matan Torah? Because, like we said, one of the 48 ways, people forget what the 48 ways are for. There are 48 ways to acquire Torah. So one of the 48 ways to acquire Torah is Nosei Ba'olim Chaveru, that you carry the burden of the pain of your friend. And says the Maharal, listen to these words. It's unbelievable. And as we get ready for Shavuos, we really have to pay attention to this. He says, why is that a condition to getting the Torah? What's the relation? We understand it's nice, it's important. What does it have to do with getting the Torah? So he says, Va'od Morer Davar Zeh teaches us, She'eino Nivdal Min HaKlal. When you go ahead and you're in the pain with the other person, again, you don't have to be in that pain. You as an individual are totally fine. But you're in the pain with the other person. What does that show? It shows that he's not separate from the klal. And V'roi El HaTorah. And therefore he's fitting to get the Torah, Shehi El HaKlal. That the Torah was given to the nation. The Torah was not given to individuals. It wasn't given to me and to you and to you and to you. It wasn't. It was given to the entire Jewish nation as one whole, as one unit. And therefore, if you're part of the unit, if you feel the pain of other people, you're part of it, then you're fitting to get the Torah. But if you're an individual, if you do your own thing, even if you're a good guy, then you're not part of the group. If you're not part of the group, then you cannot get the Torah. The Maharal says there's two other places in the 48 ways, way 30 and 31. He says, by Ahuv and Ohev, that you have to be loved and love other people. He says, why is that? Tzarech sheyeh tocha klal, you have to be part of the people. Ubazeh sheu Ahuv, and other people are going to love you. Hu tocha klal, you're part of them. And then he says, by the next one as well, he says you have to love other people, because that makes you part of the Brias, of the entire klal, the royal Torah, shenitna l'klal. The Torah was not given to individuals. We shouldn't have to know how many people were staying at Mount High Sinai. It's irrelevant, the amount of people. It was a lot, it was a group of people that were one. What we say, Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar, why is it that they encamped in the singular, it's written? Because they were, Ki'ish Echad B'Lev Echad, they were like one. So we sound like, yeah, we have to be nice to each other, we have to, you know, get along well, we shouldn't hate each other. It's much deeper than that. We're literally one unit. Rav Aaron Kohler writes, he says that if one person learns well and he toils in the Torah, that's a win for everyone. If you see that your friend is doing well in yeshiva, you should be rooting him on. Right? You gain from it. He says it's like two partners in a field. And one guy, you know, is working the field, and then now the level of the value of the field goes up. Both people just made money. This other guy wasn't doing much. Doesn't matter. One guy does. If both of them are in a shutfus, they're in a partnership, they all come out ahead. Same thing here. If we all learn, we all grow, and we feel part of this unit, so everyone's gain is our own personal win. And that's what Nosi Ba'olim Chaveru means. Nosi Ba'olim Chaveru means I have to feel that pain, I have to figure out every person's going to be different. One person might want to go to pay a shiva call to someone that they don't even know, and just sit there. Just sit there. Someone else in class is in pain, I'm with them. I'm there with them. I'm physically there with them. It might be writing a letter. It might be doing a mitzvah. It might, whatever it is, it's some action that allows you to feel the pain in a different way. And now, Rav Olshin says, now we understand why the two ideas of counting Sfiras HaOmer are intertwined. It's really the same thing. On one end, we're counting Sfiras HaOmer. Why? Because we can't wait for Matan Torah. We can't wait to get there. On the other hand, Avudram says, the reason we're counting Sfiras HaOmer is as we count, we're remembering that the other people, the people in the world that are betzar, that they're in pain because they don't know, is the produce going to go well this year? Are we going to have the fruits and vegetables? Are we going to have the bread? What's going to be? What's the connection? It's the exact same thing. The only way to go ahead and count towards Torah, the only way to advance ourselves, to be ready for Torah, to be ready for the holiday of Shavuos, to be ready for the ability to go ahead and accept the Torah from ourselves, one way and one way only. And that is if we're part of the group. Are we in or are we out? Are we an individual or are we part of the team? And the only way to do that is if there's someone else is in pain. So we feel this pain. We physically feel it. How do you physically feel it? I'm not telling you. That's for every single person to figure out what's fitting on his own and his way to feel the pain that other people are going through. It's important to think about it. It's important to experience it. Again, every person in his own way. You want to form groups together to figure out how to go ahead and do it, but it has to happen. And just like Moshe Rabbeinu, he carried the load not just to help out, but because he wanted to feel what other people were feeling. We have to go ahead and do the same thing. And Be'ezrat Hashem, if we go ahead and we take this away while we're still processing things and while we're feeling things and okay, it's difficult, super difficult for me. I'll admit it. But while we're doing that, we also still have to try to be Nosei Ba'olim Chaveru. It's not just about our own pain. We have to try to feel what's going on for the other people. And Be'ezrat Hashem, by doing so, it'll enter us into more of the Jewish people. We'll feel much more part of that one unit. And then Be'ezrat Hashem, as we get towards Matan Torah, we get to Shavuos in just a couple of weeks, our acceptance of the Torah will be in a much more powerful and real and productive way. Shavua Tov.